Hi folks, this is All Things Product with Petra Wille
and Teresa Torres.
And we're so happy you're here.
Hey Petra, one of the things I've been thinking about is with all this change with generative AI and literally everything else weird that's happening in the world right now. I've been thinking about like when I need to learn something new, I always want to like collect people that I admire and that like are doing work in that space. And like we did an episode on curation, like really curate kind of my personal community of practice. And I know you have done a lot with communities of practice, and I have a feeling this topic is going to resonate with you. And so I'm curious, what do you do? Like when you need to learn something new or you like, what are your personal habits around like, how do you decide who to read and who to engage with? And like, what is, I think about this a lot as like personal knowledge management, which we can get into that whole topic too, if you want. But I'm curious, so like, what exciting. Do you do in this space?
Oh yeah, that's such a good question. I have various way how to approach learning new things. So first of all, I always think about, do I learn something alongside somebody else? So does it help if I find build a small learning group, for example, and that we experiment together? So that, for example, I recently have been at an AI hackathon where basically the only commitment was like was five of us, and we were both blocking half of a day, and then everybody was just like trying their own stuff, and we were sharing, I think every once an hour or something like that for 5 minutes, everybody was sharing what they learned the last hour, if there were questions, if we could help each other. So we were learning together, basically. And then there is this other path of learning from somebody who is already has some more experience, more knowledge acquired. And that's, by the way, another thing as well. Skill, knowledge, competence, that's different things. So I'm always like, okay, is it stuff that I need to learn? Is it just, and then it's, I can read it. If it's just like know-how that I need to acquire, then I know books might be a good resource, blog posts might be a good resource, videos might be a good resource. But if it's something that I need to practice a bit more, then maybe the other modus operandi is better, where I go find people that are currently at a similar level or on a similar learning journey, and we can learn from each other, cross-pollinate. So that's usually things that I do. And then I have my usual suspects. So I always love to attend Product Tank Hamburg, for example, to see if they're like-minded people that are currently learning the same things. Or so it's local communities that I gravitate toward and see if I can find smaller groups in the big community that are currently interested in similar topics. Then I have my big product at heart Rolodeck, one could say. So all the speakers that we had, attendee alumni, these kind of things, where I know like, okay, these people are usually curious and at the forefront of something, and then it's maybe worth reaching out to them. And then there is a bit of the old mind, the product gang. And then there we have a little group we both, you and I, belong to, where I sometimes reach out to when it comes to learning more about how to approach our coaching business or our company of one challenges and all these kind of things, right? So, that's how I do. And sometimes I ask for very small things like, hey, Teresa, do you have one specific book recommendation? Or you talked about your amazing course that you actually took, for example. And that then gets me excited to learn more about the instructor. And then maybe I book the course as well, or I find something they recommend. And yeah, so it actually goes from here to there. And it's sometimes it's a bit more art than science. And sometimes it's really deliberate choices of there's really a gap that I want to close. So who can I actually ask and help me doing so? What about you? How are you approaching it?
It's interesting that you look at it as like people.
Yeah, I mean, for me it's people.
Obviously it's people, right? Like you're learning from people. But let me try that again. It's like your AI group. You're like, let me find some people to learn this with. Not learn this from, but to learn this with. And like you talked about the Mind the Product community and your own community of people you're creating through Product at Heart. Like, I can see why you ended up writing a book about communities of practice, because like your learning mindset is very grounded in, let me learn with people.
Yes, indeed. Whereas
what's funny is I think mine's a little bit different. I think because
interesting.
I'm more introverted. Like, I don't really want to learn with people. I want to learn from people, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm a reader. And so, like, I'm also looking for people, but I think it's less about I'm looking for peers to learn with. And it's more like I'm looking for people that are ahead of me to learn from. And like, mm-hmm. I heard that a yeah. little bit in your response with like product at Heart Rolodex, right? But like, your example.
I learned a lot about evolves from you.
There you go. It's a really interesting like framing. So like, let me show you like how this shows up for me, because I think about it as like learning from people. I am constantly curating. Back to that whole episode on curation, like, who are the people I want to be influenced by? So I almost think about it as like, you know, that stupid saying of like, you're the average of the five people.
Hang out with the cool kids. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I kind of think about it as like, okay, so I wanted to learn more about like how AI products were built. And I was like, okay, well, I need to make sure I'm reading people who write about how AI products are built. How do I find those people? And like, that's hard, because when I was like starting that, I didn't know who those people were. And like, man, if you go to LinkedIn, there's so much AI slop. It's really hard to tell, like, even some of the really big names that have giant audiences, like, they don't have depth. So like, that's the criteria I'm looking for, is like, who's writing about this at a depth that you don't get from just reading an article? Like, they're the way they write about it makes it really clear they've been doing the work. And so like, that's what I'm trying to curate. And so like, I started doing that with AI products, and that's how I uncovered, I came across Hamel's blog, and Hamel's the guy who taught the AI evals class. And like, even when I found that class, I was really reluctant to take it, because I'm a very self-motivated learner. Like, I want, I'd way rather buy a book and dive in and learn it on my own time at my own pace than like be on a class schedule. But I also know, like,
I can relate.
One of the great things about a class is you, one of the great things about a class is you get structure, and it forces you to do it. And like, now suddenly it's carved on my calendar. I'm not going to keep kicking the can down the road. And like, with AI evals, I had an urgent need. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do the class. But honestly, in the class, they gave us a course reader, and I just read the book. Like, I attended class, but I mostly was working, and it's because class was covered what I read. So it was a little bit like being a college student. Like, I did the reading, so I didn't have to go to lecture. And that's how the AI evals course was. Like, I did the reading, and the lectures, like, I got a little bit out of them. But like, my learning style is to read. And so I'm curating what goes in my RSS feed. I'm curating, like, on Twitter, X, I have a list. I have a list called PLN. PLN stands for Personal Learning Network. And I'm curating, like, given what I'm trying to learn in this moment in time, who are the people to follow that are writing about those things and sharing things about those things? And then I'm constantly adding and removing people to that list based on what I'm learning in the moment. And so like, that is my personal community of practice.
Yeah.
But nobody on that list knows they're in my personal community of practice.
Yeah, but that applies for a lot of people that I'm learning from as well. They don't know that I'm learning a ton from them. And sometimes it's the smallest conversation at a meetup where they're mentioning somebody who wrote something great about, and then this brings you down an entire, I think we're both rabbit hole people, you and I.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, so we find one kind of thread, and then we just like keep pulling and keep pulling and keep pulling, and it brings up new people and new things to learn. Because that is another thing, you oftentimes not, so you said like you want, there was an urgent need to learn more about evals, okay, but it's not always like that. Sometimes we just like shop around knowledge wise. So with AI, for example, in the beginning, and this is something that I see with many, many organizations that, for example, want to do something entirely different, transform to the product operating model, for example.
Yep.
You don't know what your new definition of good is when you start on your learning journey. So it's really just like you have to start reading the blog, start following the people, and then over time you find your hashtags and the things that you want to look up. And that alone takes a bit of time. And for, I think for that period, I use my community even more. So can I find these first few people that are a bit of a guiding light and say like, hey, look, here, these are the three hashtags that you want to use as a first filter for the stuff that you're looking at. So this is where I heavily lean on people, I think.
Yeah, I actually think I can learn from that because I do a lot of like, I'm going to call it foundation learning. Like I have a big topic I want to get better at. It's not urgent. It's not task driven. It's more like goal driven. So like, for example, marketing is always in this category.
And it's curiosity driven, Teresa. Yeah. Let's face it. It's curiosity driven.
So like marketing is always in this category. It's a skill that I just want to get better at. And like, there's lots of elements of marketing. Like for a while, I geeked out on account-based marketing. I'm always geeking out on content marketing because that's my primary marketing channel. And so like, I've kind of curated these people that I follow that write about it. And it's just a way of like having I think about it as like a constant drip into my head. Like it's showing up in my RSS feeds. It's showing up on that PLN list on Twitter. And it's part of my like daily consumption habit of like what I'm reading and what I'm listening to, mostly reading, but a little bit of listening to. So that like by the time I need to do something, I've laid the foundation. But what I take such an introvert approach to this. Like, I don't think I've ever asked anybody in my network, like, do you have a good resource on this? I literally just use Google and Twitter and LinkedIn and search. So I probably
this is so interesting.
Something from you about asking people I know.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad that we recorded this episode because we both learned something. I really like the idea of your personal learning network as well.
Yeah, I learned that. Actually, I took a class. I took a class from Harold Jahrche. So it's J-A-R-C-H-E. I think I am saying his last name right. I think I heard it one time ever, so I'm not totally sure. But he runs a personal knowledge management class. And I know PKM, like personal knowledge management is such a terrible name, but it's really just about like, how do you keep track of what you're learning? How do you curate what you want to learn? And it was just like a little workshop. And it was great.
Yeah,
and that idea of a PLN came from him.
It's so interesting. For me, by the way, another trigger oftentimes is if I commit a talk, for example, or I commit myself to writing a book or commit myself to writing an email course, all of that triggers learning as well. And that is, of course, curiosity based as well. But then it's kind of, no, I want to learn a lot more about, for example, community of practices and how they could work and when they die and why they die when they die. And let me understand all these dynamics. And this is then when I'm like, oh, that's a big topic. So let me go on this journey to learn a lot more about it. And then naturally you and I at some point start creating content about it because that helps. So at least it helps me think about it, structure my knowledge base in my head. That's just how things work usually.
Yeah.
That's a cool topic.
It's kind of fun to like, we clearly have a lot of overlap in the way we think about things, but very different methods. And I'm curious to hear from listeners, like I almost said readers. there's my bias coming out.
You're such a reading person. I'm by the way, the one listening to the podcast all the time.
Yeah, I just don't. No, I don't even know where. I remember when podcasts first came out and they got really popular. It's ironic that I now have two podcasts. But I was like, who has time to listen to podcasts? Like, where does that fit in your life?
But then I spend for me, it's my 15,000 steps a day, you know, 15,000 steps a day. That's a lot of walking. So
that's my thinking time.
Yeah. So that's my walking and listening to podcasts time.
Yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, I would really love to see what the listeners say about how they learn and how they build their communities. And
One takeaway from this conversation is that like we clearly have our own styles, our own preferences. But like,
yeah, but it's a deliberate practice.
But it's a deliberate practice and there's a lot of similarities. So I'm curious to hear from listeners. Leave us some comments either on YouTube or on the socials. And let us know what your preferences are and how you curate your personal communities.
Amazing. Thanks, Petra. Thank you, Teresa.